Barbarian Tribes of Rome, the Celt-Iberian Wars, Part 1. While most people don't associate the modern-day nations of Spain and Portugal with Celtic culture, various Celtic cultures had been living in the Iberian Peninsula since the early years of the Celtic migration. However, it's possible that the Celtic people were living in the Iberian Peninsula as early as 1000 BCE. Once again, this raises questions about the origin of the Celts. Did they migrate slowly from the Hallstatt zone? Or did their culture spread all to already existing peoples until most of Europe was Celtized? Of course, we may never know the answer, but what we do know is the Celts in the Iberian Peninsula is that they are often mixed with native Iberian tribes to form unique forms of Celtic culture, known as Celt-Iberian. They flourished in the northwest half of the peninsula, were major opponents of the Romans as they attempted to conquer the land they called Hispania. However, the early Celts, Iberian and Celt-Iberian cultures in the Iberian Peninsula eventually fell to Rome, which was one of the first provinces outside of Italy that the Romans conquered, meaning the Celt-Iberians were Romanized early on in Roman history and soon became integrated into their culture. However, by looking at the way the Celt-Iberians resisted the Romans, we can understand a little bit more about the extent of their civilization before Roman conquest. Now, the early trouble. The tribes in the Iberian Peninsula had long-standing trade relations with the rest of the ancient world, starting with the Phoenicians, who established contacts and set up colonies on the peninsula starting about 1200 BCE in what is now Lisbon, and in about 1100 BCE, which is what is now Cadiz. However, when Carthage lost a significant portion of the Mediterranean islands that they ruled over after the First Punic War, from 264 to 241 BCE, the Carthaginians decided to invade southern Iberia as a way of maintaining the size of their empire as well as their power. At the time, Rome had also established some contacts on the peninsula and had shown interest in expanding its influence, but both sides agreed to not extend their dominion beyond the Ebro River, which runs through northeastern Spain. However, when Hannibal Barca attacked the pro-Roman Iberian city of Saguntum, the Romans intervened. This sparked the Second Punic War, 218 to 201 BCE, which resulted in the Roman conquest of Iberia. This gave the Romans a stronghold on the Iberian Peninsula, an excellent jumping-off point for conquering the rest of the territory. However, the territory that exchanged between Rome and Carthage during this period had been previously occupied mostly by Iberians and not by Celts, which should have kept the Celts out of the conflict. However, many of the Celtic tribes on the peninsula, such as the Lusitanians and the Gallici, fought for Hannibal and Carthage, which was a sign of things to come for Rome. Shortly after the Romans took control of the Carthaginian Iberia, they began making alliance with the local Celt-Iberian tribes to try and ensure peace in the coming years. But they knew these treaties probably wouldn't last the test of time, so the Romans began establishing permanent settlements along the Iberian coast. Furthermore, over the next decade or so, the Romans began importing people and technology, which began the process of Romanization in southern Iberia. Roman generals forced local tribes to provide them with set amounts of agricultural goods, a move which most likely disrupted the pastoral semi-nomadic lifestyles of these tribes. All of this made the locals rather hostile to the Romans, and the Iberians, often with the support of the Celt-Iberian mercenaries, proved rather difficult to rule. However, over time, the Romans succeeded in subjugating the Iberian tribes of the south, but this put them in closer contact with the Celt-Iberians of northern Iberia. Fearing the Romans were going to continue their advance northward, which of course they were planning to do, the Celt-Iberians began attacking the Romans on their own, increasing hostilities and forcing the Romans to dedicate more and more resources to the pacification of the peninsula, which eventually led to an all-out war between the Romans and the Celt-Iberians. The Celt-Iberians managed to build up coalitions with other Celtic tribes on the peninsula, such as the Vasi and the Vetones, to attack the Romans, and they did so in 197, 195, 193, and 185 BCE. And they achieved considerable success, putting the Romans under pressure and threatening their ability to continue their war of conquest in Iberia. However, with the threat of losing territory looming even larger, The Romans doubled down and managed to push the Celtiberian tribes back, but not after having to fight a series of hard-fought wars. Although the Celtiberian tribes had been fighting Rome in one way or another since the end of the Second Punic War, it wasn't until 182 BCE when the Roman general Quintus Fulvius Flaccus increased Roman military movements and conquered the city of Urbicua. An all-out war broke out. In response to this, the Celtiberian tribes gathered an army of 35,000 men, which would be one of the largest armies ever assembled in the Celtiberian history. In fact, we can determine simply by looking at the population numbers of the Celtiberian tribes at the time. So Quintus Fulvius Flaccus recognized the threat, also increased the size of his army, which allowed him to defeat the Celtiberians at Albura, a Celtiberian site in central Spain. Once he had achieved his victory, he moved on to Contrebia, a city to be located near the modern-day city of Cuenca, where he forced the Celtiberian army to surrender. Quintus Fulvius Flaccus then turned his army over to another general, Tiberius Sempronius Gracchus, and returned to Rome, thinking that everything was over. And of course, it was not. Now the sources for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, the civilization of the steppes by Conrad, and the history of the barbarians, which is a whole series on different groups, and this would of course be the Celt version. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment. Check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.